With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Thousands of pro-life activists rallied under falling snow and braved freezing temperatures on Friday at the annual March for Life. Among the speakers, the Speaker of the House, Congressman Mike Johnson of Louisiana, he says he was himself an unplanned baby back in 1972.
I am myself a product of an unplanned pregnancy. In January of 1972, exactly 1 year before Roe v. Wade, my parents, who were just teenagers at the time, chose life, and I am very profoundly grateful that they did.
Also speaking, New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith, who told participants they need to do more to protect the unborn in their own states. Despite the Supreme Court overturning the Roe v. Wade decision, all the work still has to be done at the local level. Wisconsin voters could soon be weighing in on abortion.
State Assembly Republicans introduced a bill that would set up a binding referendum whether the abhorrent procedure should be banned after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Current state law bars abortions after 20 weeks. The bill, introduced Friday, would appear on the ballot in April's elections, but Democrat Governor Tony Evers almost certainly would veto the proposal if it reaches his desk.
That's Ron DeRockstra. Fire to landfill near Panama City.
Firefighters used a helicopter to douse the landfill site with water as they struggled to get the blaze under control. Officials said at least 6 hectares of the rubbish dump caught fire. They said everything pointed to the blaze being started deliberately. Medical centres have been set up to treat people with eye and breathing problems, according to Panama's health minister. Reports say many local people have refused to leave their makeshift homes, close to what is the largest landfill site in Panama. Local media say more than a dozen fires broke out there last year.
That's BBC's Orlando Teal, and this is SRN News. Some good news about America's families. Michael Harrington has it in this report.
A new report from the Institute for Family Studies finds that 71% of children under the age of 18 are living with two parents these days. That's up from 67% back in 2005. While nearly 90% of American kids were living with both mom and dad back in the 1960s, this latest uptick is encouraging. IFS spokesman Nicholas Zill tells the Christian Post, quote, "There seem to be growing numbers of young adults who realize the benefits of marriage for their children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has passed up a chance to intervene in the debate over restrooms for transgender students. They rejected an appeal from an Indiana public school district on Tuesday. In that case, the court rejected, without comment, the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld an order granting girls access to the boys' bathroom. This is SRN News. Japan has become the fifth nation in history to reach the moon.
The unmanned spacecraft landed on the lunar surface early Saturday, but possible problems with the power supply could jeopardize the mission. A Japanese space official says they believe onboard rovers were launched, sending data back to Earth. But the spacecraft's solar battery isn't generating power, and it only has a few hours of battery life.
And that's correspondent George Williams reporting. What's next for Spirit Airlines now that it won't be merging with JetBlue?
Some Wall Street analysts are starting to raise the possibility of bankruptcy. Spirit hasn't made a profit since the start of the pandemic, and a number of its planes are grounded because of problems with their Pratt & Whitney engines. Costs are rising, and Spirit's ticket sales haven't recovered from the pandemic as quickly as the airline expected.
Jeremy House reporting, analysts say Spirit will struggle to find another buyer. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.